In quest of fame, great men have died, we read in song and story. On the battlefields of France and Spain, they have fought in search of glory. The Arctic shores and tropics glare, brave Irishmen may dare. But for dash and pluck and stamina, none others can compare with our present glorious, wondrous team, our footballers from Bear. In Canadian woods, great men have died. On India's scorching sands, brave Irish men have worked and toiled far from their native lands. Some, too, in foreign fields have died with spirit light and fair. Their names are writ on history's page from Quebec to Benair. Yet not more grand their noble deeds than our footballers from Bear. At Bantry in 32, a football match was staged. The Shandoon team came down from Cork most gleefully arrayed. To meet the Bear of stalwarts, they straightway took the field. But through sheer determination, they were forced to yield. When full-time whistle announced the score, brave Shandoons did declare that they had much to learn from our footballers from Bear. Just a few weeks later, our boys were called again. To meet the county champions, from Macroom the heroes came. From Macroom they came with flags unfurled in motors grand and gay. Unbounded hopes in their famed team they surely had that day. Their backers staunch and joyful, of defeat they would not hear. But they had to lower their colours to our footballers from Bear. When the summer sun was shining one glorious afternoon, to Bantry town once more went forth our boys to meet their doom. Such was the fate in Carbery's team. Their followers did declare that Godfrey's Inch would seal the fate of our footballers from Bear. But Carbery's hour had not yet come, and a shock they had to bear when a draw wound up this thrilling match, though victory seemed so near. Yet full of hope in their famed young team, their followers in great cheer said one unto the other, "We'll have the cup this year, and we'll drink a toast to our gallant boys from Bandon to Cape Clear." When a Bear follower heard these words, he shook his head twice. He said, "If Carbery win the cup, with him we will rejoice. But ere that great event takes place, our utmost we shall do to waft the prize to Beara, despite brave Carbery too. And when the cup goes to the west, we mean to hold it there, in memory of our gallant men, our footballers from Bear." Throughout the famous county Cork, from Dursey to Duhallow, and back again by sweet Macroom and straightway on to Mallow, by Carbery's far-famed Hundred Isles, Immokalee and Kinsale, and right along by Cleana Shore and on to Old Forcale, by Argroom slopes and Dorn shores, Bear Island's heaths and mosses, at garnished strand so fair and grand, and Adrigal's mystic passes, no topic night or day is heard, but who will win the day when Bear and Carbery take the field in their long-wished for replay? Time sped on, 2 weeks passed by, at last the hour has come. To Castletown, for once 'tis true, all Gaelic followers run. By car, by coach, by bike, by boat, by Shanksmere, tried and true. From Cork's fair city by the Lee, likewise from Kerry too. From Carbery's glens and Bear's hills, all quickly do repair to view this thrilling sporting match of Carbery v Bear. Both teams line up, the whistle sounds, "Back's back," O'Looney cries. For wit to take his proper place, each stalwart back retires. The ball's thrown up, shouts rin the air, excitement reigns supreme. But overall, I'm proud to say, no mean act mars the scene. Could Dr. Croke from his heavenly home view those boys from his high station, what would he to Cusack say of this pastime of our nation? I'd venture to say he would be pleased, or should I say elated. No wonder then that on this day both young and old in Beara recall the deeds of Fionn Mhuil and his gallant band the Fianna. In after years when we are gone, 'twill be told in song and story of the brilliant match that day in Drom, of pure delight and glory. Some side should win, and I must say, in a rousing match and fair, the joyful victors of the day were our footballers from Bear. The Bear of Carbery match is o'er, the semi-finals played. One other tussle yet remains, our boys are not dismayed. To Cork's fair city by the Lee, the county board ordains, Bear must travel 100 miles before the cup is theirs. Yes, 100 miles or more, they say, and dare not wear a frown. Those Westbourne youths must pay the price of living far from town. Just so, our gallant lads replied, we'll travel down or up. Distance hath no fear for us, we mean to win the cup. Clonakilty we will play in Cork's park so fair and green. We long to meet them in the fray, since on winning they're so keen. They're a dashing sporting team, determined, quick and fair. The cup is theirs, if they can beat our footballers from Bear. Day by day the time drags on, our boys must work and toil. Both night and day they have to fish through sons of Erin's Isle. The football field is vacant now, no time have we to spare. To practice for the final is impossible back here. Clonakilty are hard at work, at least reports declare, all out to lord the colours of our footballers from Bear. September mild and bountiful is passing fast away. The 18th day has just arrived and brings us to the fray. The scene of this now thrilling match is not Bear by the sea, but just a pitch almost as good, the famous UCC. Both teams line up, the crowd is large, they come from far and near. Clonakilty's noble band strikes up a joyful air to rouse the spirits of its team and keep them in good cheer. Just then a mighty thunderous shout rings through the autumn air. 'Tis the opening chorus from the lungs of our followers from Bear. The game is on, the pace is set, fast and furious will it be. Science and strength and dash and dare strive for supremacy. Clonakilty are quick to move, no chances have been taken in fitting them for this hour of ours. 'Tis plain they have had some training. They run with grace, they grasp, they kick, and now they do what's more. They raise the white flag high aloft, they've got a beauty score. Their joyful followers vent their glee, their hats sail through the air. The Grand Parade and Patrick Street re-echo back the cheer. Their hopes are high that they can beat our footballers from Bear. Where are the men of Bear now, from far off fame doon bui? One thought for the hopes of those you've left in their homesteads by the sea. A shrill clear voice rings through the air, come Bear, face that ball. From out the lips of Donal Brave, those words go forth to all. What mystic touch his words impart to his trusted faithful team. Only seconds just elapse, and what a change is seen. Aroused as if by magic, amazing dash and skill are now shown forth by every man, the spectators to thrill. The old traditional Bear style is now brought into play. They go to meet the ball in air and sweep it clean away. Clon tried with all signs known to them to smash their dash and dare, but they're sadly disillusioned by our footballers from Bear. The time is up, excitement reigns, this thrilling match is o'er. 8-1, O'Looney cries, is now the final score. Brave Bear followers rush the field, 'tis wonderful to see that grand unbounded ecstasy in the city by the Lee. Sean McCarthy mounts the stage, just a few words to say. The GAA can proudly boast of men now old and grey, but on this football field, he says, no finer men have stood than those dashing, slashing Bear men of true Milesian blood. The cup is now presented to our captain, brave and fair. He's the idol of all followers of our footballers from Bear. Had I the gift of Homer, each brave deed I would portray, and the gallant feats of those manly men in many a hard-fought fray, I'd sing the praise of those brilliant lads in verses light and fair, and immortalize their memory around the shores of Bear. Their names I'd mention one and all, first Newton at his post, that keen-eyed goalie from Bear Isle, elusive as a ghost. Stonewall O'Shea in front of him, of build and strength profound. When close collisions throng the goal, men from him do rebound. Our darling Bobby Murphy, inspiration of our team, when he's with us home from college, as full back he's always seen. Delightful, glorious, wondrous back, true Gael in every way. Men such as he throughout our isle are the pride of the GAA. The Bear backs in many a field in brilliant play have shone. The redoubtable Bat Dinahy, brave Jamesy and Pete Conn. Launy Pete of build so neat, Cushy and Padder from Bear Island, the sturdy power in strength of tower, and Joe Sheehan true to Ireland. The bear of backs, the bear of backs, what scenes those words recall. Bantry, Bandon and Macroom, and the UCC grounds overall, Clonakilty's spacious pitch comes also into view. The most famous forwards in Cork's best teams could not our back subdue. Long may they live and prosper in their homesteads by the west. When Beara calls, they're always there and nobly stand the test. With high delight and pent-up pride, I think of our midfield men, Joe Sheehan Bray from Orton and Cummins from the Glen. Throughout the county Cork today, no centre field can boast of finer types of true manhood than this pair from the Beara coast. Kerry, Limerick, Clare and Tip, Croke Park and Wexford Town have oft inquired from the outline, who brings those high balls down? Who is that midfield giant, they say, that in the air doth spring? When up for the ball or idle goes, famed Cummins from the Glen. Entranced, amazed at those hands upraised, we follow the graceful bound, for the hero in the air, the partner doth clear, and brave men strew the ground. Without mention of our forwards brave, so active, swift and fleet, no true account of the Beara team would be proper or complete. Then hooray for our brilliant captain, that man of metal rare, the essence of true chivalry, that noble son of Bear. The spirit of the GA his very heart doth fill, no wonder then that on the fray his manly feats will thrill. His gallant forwards one and all, keen, dashing, bold and ardent, Houlihan, Holland, Duggan, Louis, O'Leary and the Sergeant. On the 40 line for many a time artistic feats are seen, Dolan and Holland on the wings with Houlihan fast between. Peerless trio, stylists rare, be it grasp or kick or pass, 'tis joy to see how gracefully their opponents they outclass. And if great praise is due to them, this trio light and airy, what of Duggan, Louis, Walsh, and the versatile O'Leary? Peerless Duggan on the right, true forward, fast and keen, with judgment rare beyond compare, you raise that flag of green. Graceful Louis by your side, athletic, loose and tall, oft far and near for dear old Bear through the posts has sent the ball. O'Leary too of spirit true, left forward post you fill, on the football field to none you yield in courage, science or skill. And now, O girls of Beara, in honour let us toast our glorious forward Sergeant Walsh, our joy and proudest boast. Recall the many times for us he has gone bandaged on the field. His undying Gaelic spirit has ne'er been known to yield. And if amongst us one there be, who at times be prone to falter, and who for petty, trivial things Beara's fair name would barter, if e'er within our ranks there be any so cold and faithless, arise, I say, dispel all fear, think on that spirit fearless. If true to the GA we be and ne'er a slur on its banner cast, then follow the footsteps of Sergeant Walsh, be faithful to the last. One last fond tribute, peerless girl, sincere I pay to thee, while the shores of Beara the sea doth lash, remembered here you'll be. A day will come, will surely come, when my life on earth is o'er, when my soul takes flight from this home of clay towards the great eternal shore, when my spirit has flown to its destined home, and I no voice can raise to cheer the boys on the football field or to utter a word of praise. When that hour comes, and come it will, all earthly things must end. It may be soon, or it may be late, but this message now I send to the gallant men of the Beara team. One last request I crave. When I lay cold and still in death, won't you bear me to the grave?